Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. All right. Thank you, Mr. Producer. We are back, and it is time for the Dr. Mary Oz Show, very popular show here on the network. And Dr. Mary Oz is a life coach and a therapist and the owner at Radical Change Coaching Academy. And the doctor is always introducing us to part of her team. I see how she treats her team, and they're like a real peas in the pod. They're all a tight group, and they're always helping each other, and you know, looking to learn and teach, and make people's best life that they can embark on. You know, today we're going to be introduced to Coach Rhonda, and we're going to learn about Coach Rhonda and her work with something I'm familiar with is Ho'oponopono. I know that Coach Rhonda is presently teaching a six-week course in the Ho'oponopono. So if you guys have a question, you guys can call. We are live, 631-205-6568. Or you guys can always use the instant feedback, which I see some of you guys on there now. You can just type your question in, and my producer will give it to me, and I'll ask Coach Rhonda or Dr. Mary, whatever is on your mind. You get your question answered by an expert and be part of the show in that way. So, guys, with no further ado, let me first bring the star of the show. It is Dr. Mary Oz. Doctor!
CC, how are you on this fine Wednesday?
Oh, I'm beautiful. It's I would much rather it be winter because I don't like the heat. But
okay.
Other than that, I am quite grateful for the beautiful day. So thank you for asking.
Awesome. You mean they don't give you central air over there?
We do. We do have it. But well, you know, I know what I just I don't like the leaves. I like when there's no leaves. I like, you know, I still get that thing as a kid where you're hoping it's going to snow.
Uh-huh.
You know, is that weird?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
I'm like mediocre. Like, I like a little sun and a little cold, but uh-huh. I don't like old cold or too hot.
So what's going on over at the Radical Change Coaching Academy?
Yeah, so one of the things we're getting ready for is on July 17th, which is a Sunday, we are going to have another healing day. So anyone local to East Islip or Long Island who wants to join us between 10 and 1, we're going to be focusing on the healing power of Ho'oponopono, as well as healing from within first, and then learning how to master the law of attraction.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, we're always here ready to help anybody individually who might need some therapy, coaching, or energy work.
Gotcha. And we are blessed to have a special guest today. Would you like to introduce our special guest?
Sure. I would love to introduce Casey and the audience to Coach Rhonda. She's joining us for the first time, and she is very loving, very giving. I love the way Rhonda approaches learning in the program. She's in our Radical Change Coaching Certification Program, and she loves to dot her I's, cross her T's, be organized, and she's just like a sponge for learning. So love Coach Rhonda. She's a perfect fit for us. So welcome, Coach Rhonda.
All right, Coach Rhonda, what's going on?
Hello, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm in Arizona, so you would hate the heat down
there. but it is so beautiful there with the red. It's something, yeah. I've never seen before. You know, it was so neat. It's such a different thing. Have you been out there your whole life?
Everyone should go to Arizona at least once in their life.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Coach Rhonda, is that where you're originally from, or is that where your travels took you?
This is where my travels took me. I'm born and raised in Florida.
Okay.
And lived in Rochester, New York, while raising children.
Mm-hmm.
And after the children finished with public education, we had the opportunity to move to Arizona. So
beautiful.
We've been here for about 6 years, 6.5 years or so.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tell me about now. You're doing this course right now. You're in the middle of this course. Can you tell me a little bit about it and what it is?
Yes. Yeah, so when I first met Dr. Mary, it was actually through the program that she did with Joe Vitale, and she had mentioned a 30-day challenge, which involved erasing on index cards. So on one side of the card, you write what you want to get rid of, and on the other side of the card, you're writing what you want to attract what you want in your life. And I just really wanted more information about that and thought it would be really amazing to create a program where we included that 30-day challenge in the middle of it. So it's a 6-week course, which is actually spread out across 7 weeks because we just had the holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I have 8 amazing ladies in the program, and we are learning all about Ho'oponopono, the modern Ho'oponopono that you can do individually on your own. You don't have to say out loud. And then, in addition, we learn advanced Ho'opono techniques and variety of other ways to do cleaning and clearing. So it's really exciting for me. I'm having a great time doing it, and I'm hoping that we can teach this course more and more to more and more people. So
that's awesome. So what kind of feedback are you getting on it?
We're getting very good feedback. There's only 8 students and myself right now, but Dr. Mary always says that when we are doing the 30-day challenge ourselves, there's usually unexpected twists that come along for those around us. And we actually had one of those happen this weekend, which is exciting.
Nice.
I have an adult son with autism, and I have a caregiver that works with him. And somebody ran into him. Wasn't his fault. So his car ended up being totaled.
Oh, my God.
They were telling him he was only going to get about $3,000 for his car. So devastation, right?
Yeah.
And so we created a card for him. On one side, it said, I release any past programs or ideas that I have about the insurance company screwing me over, right? And on the other side of the card, we said, my car will be valued at $6,000 or more,
mm-hmm.
and we will purchase the car that we need. And the insurance company called, and he's getting $10,000.
Oh!
So it was that's quite a miracle.
That's
right?
Pretty awesome.
So, yeah, and it's really exciting. I found when I found Ho'oponopono, I was actually going through a time of my life where I had a loved one who was going through difficult times themselves, and mm-hmm. there really wasn't anything that I could do to help that person. And I'm a caregiver, and I just have to help everyone, right?
Right.
And so, it was just so frustrating, and there was, you know, it's like I wasn't being heard, and I just said, I have to figure this out. So I met somebody, her name is Jennifer White, and she was offering a free course called Overcome Overwhelm during the middle of pandemic. And it was free, and I thought, what the heck, I'm going to sign up for this and see what happens. And that was my very first introduction to Ho'oponopono, and it just felt right. And I actually have learned, and I'm still learning, how to fix things from within. So being a fixer, you want to fix everything, but Ho'oponopono has actually taught me that the fixing comes within ourselves, and then everything else around us changes. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And Dr. Mary, did you guys meet, I assume you were doing a speaking gig, right, with Vitale?
It's kind of like some of the other coaches. So I did do a speaking gig with Dr. Joe Vitale on his stage live several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned that into a Ho'oponopono program. And I'm one of the presenters in his program. So I believe Rhonda met me while she was taking Dr. Joe's program.
Mm-hmm.
And then after she heard my talk, she's like, I think she also may have listened to some radio shows that I used to do.
Uh-huh.
And then she thought, let me reach out to Dr. Mary. I think I'd like to connect with her and have some conversation with her and see what she's up to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think who else came in. Coach Tower came to us that way as well.
Okay. And
that talk that keeps on giving, you know, we've talked about that.
Yeah, and Coach
Absolutely.
Rhonda, when you got in touch with Dr. Mary Oz, could you tell right away that there was that you guys were going to work together and you were going to learn from the doctor and that this was a relationship that was going to form? Can you tell that right away?
I actually did, because I have a practice and I do nutrition response testing and health coaching. So using applied kinesiology, you know, I see people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired all the
mm-hmm.
time. But for me, I felt there was something in my program that was missing, because really in order, just changing the foods that you eat are not going to provide you with long-lasting results that you want. And I felt the missing piece of my program were the things that Dr. Mary was offering in the Radical Change Coaching Academy. And the very first thing that I did with her, I did listen to all of her previous radio show, and it was like a sponge. I just had to keep listening and writing notes. But from that, she introduced another program that I did with Coach Tara, and that was really good. It was focused on Ho'oponopono and the four laws, and through that is what led me to the Radical Change Coaching Academy. And it really is part of what the thing that was missing in my practice.
Wow.
So I've only been in the course since November. I have not finished the course yet. It's a one-year program.
Mm-hmm.
And my business itself has almost doubled. So
wow.
I am almost at the where I filed my taxes last year. So that's exciting within itself.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and I love how Rhonda has really come full circle, too, right? Because she did seek me out after the talk. She did the Ho'oponopono Healing Manifestation Program with Coach Tara, where she was the student. She graduated that. She joined us. Now she's created her own six-week Ho'oponopono program, and then she's also become one of the teachers of the Ho'oponopono Healing and Manifestation Program.
Wow.
Right, so one of the things that Radical Change Coaching Academy is really about is come into the program, take care of yourself, like emotionally, physically, spiritually, get yourself in a great place, but then let's also co-create some programs together, right? It's not really about just Dr. Mary being successful. It's about Dr. Mary creating a team and having success together and co-creating programs together.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited that Rhonda was courageous enough and brave enough to jump into all of that before she even graduated the program.
Yeah. And Coach Rhonda, how would you say getting involved here, you know, you just mentioned all these the great things that happened. In what other ways has the Radical Change program helped your paradigm, your practice?
That's a very good question. I actually feel like I have more clarity.
Uh-huh.
Like I've always known that I want to success in this. I want something for myself. And I've just, you know, it's kind of been foggy, right? It's
uh-huh.
just like I know it's there, but I just couldn't reach it or figure out what was going on. And I just feel with all of the components of the Radical Change Coaching Academy and Ho'oponopono and the variety of things that I've done to work on myself, my vision has become clearer of what I want to do. I have increased confidence in myself and my ability. In the past, I knew what I was doing, but I've always wondered, what do I have that can help somebody else, and how will I be able to help this person? And, you know, it's like we always question our ability to do something, even if we are skilled at doing it and
right.
we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so that, I feel, is very important, is that clarity. It's so much better in my head.
Yeah.
And then that reflects out around me, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Casey,
totally.
Can I ask Rhonda a quick question?
Please.
Yeah, so Rhonda, I was wondering too, I know one of the core principles that we learn in the program is the ways of being. Would you say knowing the ways of being has made a difference for you?
Yes, knowing the ways of being and knowing that I have this connection with everybody around us, that we all have, you know, things that we need to meet in our lives. I just, mm-hmm. it's amazing that to know somebody's personality through the way that they act or behave, and taking a look at how a person, myself included, goes about meeting their needs is brings just a greater awareness. And so you're like, oh, that person is meeting their significance need. Mm-hmm. It may not be in a healthy way, but I can see that, and therefore I'm not going to react to it. So it's just, you know, it's not when we are get upset, it's usually you think somebody else thinks badly that they're doing something because of you, and it's not. It's just, you know, you just need to realize that it's a part of everyone's personality, and understanding that just makes it so much easier.
I see.
Yep.
I see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what would you say is the thing that you love most about the Ho'oponopono?
There's so much. So one of the things that I love about Ho'oponopono is that the energy or the frequency of Ho'oponopono is very high. People always ask me, well, why Ho'oponopono? Why does this work? And what I have learned is that the four phrases, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you, are all high-frequency words. They're words that have strength behind them. And they're also words that are phrases that are accepted in any culture and any language. So that's why there's greater power in it. And it just makes me feel stronger. You know, mm-hmm. when one of my favorite radical change tools is focus equals feelings. And when we focus on high frequency words in our lives, then we have a higher frequency within ourselves. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Dr. Mary, you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, I love, you know, Coach Rhonda and I were talking about that the other day. And for me, it's like what I love most about Ho'oponopono is it's so simple. You just say these four phrases.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. You say them in the order that resonates with you the most. It's so simple, so easy to remember, and yet it's so powerful. You know, Rhonda was sharing that story about the young man in his car. And getting
that's an incredible story, yeah.
The last week we talked about, after teaching our original Ho'oponopono seminar to, I think it was 8 women in about 2 and a half years, they collectively drew over $900,000 into their lives.
That was amazing.
That came from taking the challenge and using the card tapping technique that Rhonda was talking about. So it's so powerful, and it takes so little time.
That's so awesome. And you know, would you call that the gentleman with the car, I mean, that is just a story that you just love to hear during your day, something like that, you know, and you attribute that directly to Ho'oponopono?
I do.
And,
yeah, go ahead, Rhonda, you go ahead.
I do relate it to Ho'oponopono because when he walked into my house, you could just see the devastation on his face, right?
Yeah.
This is somebody who depends on that car, somebody who, you know, didn't put in the budget of having to get a new car, and you could just see that devastation. So when we sat down and we talked about what we attract and how what we think and what we feel is what we're attracting from the universe, it really does make a difference. And I do believe money grows on trees.
What do you mean by that?
There's an abundance. Money is just something for us to barter with. And a lot of people put too much negative energy on money, you know, and you know, it's a burden for people. Why do I have to have it? Why do I need it? And if I could only have this much money to provide this service for my child that's sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just too much to that. But when we change how we think and we let the universe know what we want, we attract that. So that's why I feel money grows on trees. So it's our blocks in our thinking that stops us from getting money. I mean, it's just like saying I need 10 oranges instead of I need $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's a way to barter something. So that's what I mean.
Okay, I understand.
I agree with Rhonda. Money definitely grows on trees, especially if you believe in it, right? And I think that's another thing with Ho'oponopono is like, when you're learning to Ho'oponopono and you're Ho'oponoponoing, you want to Ho'oponopono with trust and belief because it makes a big difference. But can I share a quick story with you?
Please.
Casey?
Yes, I love it.
So I love your question, like, do we think it's related to 10,000 to the young man? And here's a story that I would share that I would say absolutely. So this is a personal story for myself where, you know, for 30 years I've owned a home and I never called in a, you know, like an insurance claim. And then the house that I'm living in now, the sprinkler system underneath the ground sprung a leak and flooded my basement apartment.
Oh, no.
So I call up the insurance company, and I get some woman in Tennessee, and I tell her I got water, and I want a claim put in and everything, and she says to me, very odd response, she says, oh, listen, sweetie, all you have to do is take some vinegar and put the vinegar where the water was. You'll be fine. I'm like, what? And I'm like, no, I want someone to come see.
Yeah.
My basement. And she says, well, we won't be doing that today. And she hangs up, and she sends me a rejection letter.
Oh, my God.
Right? So I take the rejection letter instead of the index card, and I just start tapping on it. I Ho'oponopono for like 4 or 5 days. While I'm Ho'oponoponoing, I'm tapping on the rejection letter with a pencil with an eraser. So a couple days later, I call up the same phone number. I get a different lady, and I say, I need someone to come look at my basement. She says, absolutely. She sends somebody. 4 days later, I have a $15,000 check.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't do anything different. I didn't call up and complain. I didn't call a different number. I didn't write a letter. I just took the rejection notice, Ho'oponopono with trust and belief, and waited for that positive, unexpected twist.
Wow. I don't know what I'm surprised and just wow, just struck down by the woman saying about the vinegar or the whole Ho'oponopono working.
What state are you living in?
I know.
not what state, like what mental state.
Right. Oh, just put some vinegar in. We're not going to do that today.
Yeah, right? We don't want to do that today.
That's a great story.
I'd love to ask your audience, right? So if anyone's listening today and you just received like bad news, like a letter, or if you're in conflict for a house or something, like any kind of situation, you can take a pencil with an eraser, tap the pencil on the paperwork while saying, I love you, I thank you, please forgive me, I'm sorry. Maybe do it like 3, 4, 5 minutes, once or twice a day, and then wait for that positive, unexpected twist and see what happens.
That's awesome. Well, I want you to help Jim out if you don't mind. Jim in Hicksville just wrote in here, how do I start the Ho'oponopono process? Do I just say the four things?
Yes, that's how you start it. So our very first class that we have, I introduce the participants to the four phrases. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you. And I explain to them, you may not understand these phrases yet, I just want you to practice saying them. So whenever you feel off, whenever you feel, you know, something in your gut, it's just not right, whenever you're afraid, sad, anxious, you're going to just say these four phrases. And your issue could actually be unconsciously in your mind. So you may not know, why am I feeling this way? I just don't understand it. And it doesn't matter, because the universe knows. God knows. They know, you know, the greater being out there knows. And so anytime you just feel off, you're sitting in the middle of traffic and you're stressed, you're going to say these four phrases, and you don't have to know why. You probably will receive some type of inspiration, and you will be able to say, aha, that's the reason why I'm feeling this way, over time. But to start, you don't need to. Just the four phrases, any order that you want to. Go to YouTube, you know, type in Ho'oponopono, find some Ho'oponopono music to listen to in the background, and just any time that you're feeling off, say those four phrases. That's our very first class, and the very first week, that's what I have people do, is just practice the phrases any and every time they're feeling something's off.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Dr. Mary. There's really two ways to start Ho'oponopono, and then the first way is the way that Rhonda is saying. And then the second way we actually talked about, I think, a week ago as well, it's called the three-step Ho'oponopono Express Action Plan, right? And that's where you take the 30-day challenge with somebody supporting you. You learn this particular tapping technique for Ho'oponopono and Law of Attraction that Rhonda's teaching her students. And the third step is just be supported through the whole process so that you are Ho'oponoponoing with trust and belief. Because sometimes people try to learn the Law of Attraction, or they try to learn Ho'oponopono, but there's something going on in their gut that they don't think they really deserve the healing. Or they don't think they really deserve what they're trying to attract. So we always advise, if you're really serious about it, why not work with a coach for a few sessions, or why not join one of our programs? Because it makes a big difference.
Yeah. And you know, Dr. Mary had me doing the whole Ho'oponopono challenge, and I think I'll just kind of tease until next week. But Mr. Producer, do you think that that new thing that I showed you out there, do you think that might have something to do with the Ho'oponopono?
I think it might be finally starting to turn some things your way. I think you're finally embracing it.
All right. Well.
Wow.
Well, I'll kind of changed. I'm wondering if maybe that had to do with the Ho'oponopono. So. Maybe we talk about that next week, but
I would love to. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe, because, you know, listening to you, to this show today, you know, maybe that is that kind of breakthrough thing that you say happens.
Well, one of the things I would share with you, KC, is that we're going to have Rhonda for the next 4 weeks.
Nice.
Hard focus on Ho'oponopono. So sometimes it's always good to start your Ho'oponopono challenge over, right? So Rhonda and I see this all the time. So in other words, I would invite Rhonda and myself to say a new challenge with you starting today.
Uh-huh.
So you would be getting the healing energy from Rhonda, myself, which is going to join your Ho'oponopono energy as well. And we find that when people Ho'oponopono together with intention, usually you get a bigger response.
Nice. Can I invite Mr. Producer? Because sometimes I call him Joe Ho'oponopono.
Yeah. Oh, I would love Joe, Mr. Producer, to join us. So the four of us would be taking the same challenge over the same 30 days, holding intentions for you for a deeper healing or a deeper manifestation of whatever you want, if that's okay with you.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds awesome. I get along great with Coach Rhonda. I think she's great on the air, and I could tell that she's got great intentions and a real professional. And I know she's awesome at what she does. She wouldn't be with Dr. Mary.
So Thank Rhonda, you. Would you need your permission for that? Would that work for you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. And then would Mr. Producer give us permission?
Yep, 100%. I trust you completely.
All right.
And then, KC, you're going to give us permission.
100%. Yeah, no doubt. This should be fun.
July 6th. It starts today. 30 days. Don't miss a day. We're all doing a challenge together.
Okay. Awesome. Hey, Dr. Mary, we're over here, but let me give you the last word. Such a pleasure to meet Coach Rhonda. Coach Rhonda, first, before I get to Dr. Mary, you have the last word here, and a pleasure to meet you. I'm glad that you're going to be a part of our little family here.
Thank you. I'm just very excited, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Nice. Dr. Mary Oz.
Yeah, thank you, Rhonda. Great job today.
Yeah, really.
Just want to share with the audience, if you want to reach us for therapy, counseling, coaching, energy healing, or learning Ho'oponopono or the Four Must Laws, the Law of Attraction, you can reach us at 631-650-5580. If you want to meet the team, you can check out our website at drmaryoz.com. And as promised, we actually have a free gift for the audience today.
Nice.
Which is all about Ho'oponopono healing. And if you're interested in that free gift, all you need to do is go to drmaryoz.com/healing. That's drmaryoz.com/healing.
Well, great show, guys. Can't wait for next week. All right, guys, that's the Dr. Mary Oz Show with special guest Coach Rhonda. We'll be right back. Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
608 to 90-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.